You want to do the...
Yeah, sure.
Oh. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you again for this fine facility that we're been charged with advising. Give us wisdom. In your name we pray. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Terry Crawford is out. Randy Klein.
Here.
Chad Jenkins.
Here.
Howard.
Here.
Howard.
I'm here.
Chuck Savage.
Here.
We have quorum.
All right, we have to elect the chairman and the vice chairman for next year.
I'll nominate you for chairman since you're a vice chairman.
I'll second that.
Call the question.
You don't want to nominate the new guy?
No.
It's first
no.
Meeting.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. All right, the vice chairman. Who wants to be vice chairman? We can't get the new guy. He didn't know anything.
I'll do it.
Me.
All right. I'll make a motion we use Mr. Klein as the whipping boy vice chairman. I'll second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
I favor myself.
All right. Has everybody read the meeting, the minutes of the past meeting?
I move the minutes be approved.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Unfinished business.
Before we get into that, let's welcome Mr. Dinkins here to the board. Appreciate your service. Thank you. Do you know everyone here?
I do. I know. Okay. Randy. I met Mr. Savage as well. So.
Okay. We do want to speak up because all the meetings are recorded.
All right.
And we do have minutes, so everything is recorded and memorialized that way. We'll get with you on an airport tour and mm-hmm. show you around. And I think, Haiti, isn't there there's a booklet mm-hmm. that you'll get? It's got basically the rules of the road, what you can, what you can do, as far as talking to other board members outside of the meetings, things like that. Sunshine laws, there's a whole packet of information that we'll get.
What about the initiation? Well, he's not familiar with the aerobatic initiation followed by a skydiver?
Yeah.
11,000 feet.
There is that.
Do that. You can handle it.
Yeah.
Okay. Just schedule it with him.
I wasn't told about that.
I get that too.
Okay.
Very good. All right. Thank you again and welcome. We'll get right into the unfinished business. The General Aviation Terminal building. We had the bid opening January 26th. We received 7 bids, which it was about twice as many as what I honestly thought that we would receive. I thought 7 was phenomenal. The committee unanimously selected Ostley Construction in both ranking, ordinal ranking, and price. So their base bid came in at $5.3 million. If you recall, we had 5 different alternates listed in there with those prices broken out, or we had the alternates there so that the respondents could put in the prices. And the prices that you're seeing there are what Ostley proposed for a subtotal to Ostley Construction of $6.4 million. If you include what we've spent on the charrette and the 30% design, and what we're thinking we're going to spend on the resident project representative, the RPR costs at $210,000, we're at a total project cost of getting everything done that we wanted to get done at $6.8 million.
And how does that compare to?
Yeah, how much money? How
much do we have?
Where's the shoe going to drop?
Here's where the shoe drops. Get my pointer here. Okay, so follow the bouncing ball. $2.5 million, that's the FDOT grants we've received to date. Shelterra's committed $2 million. The total FDOT share of the total cost being the $6.8 million, the FDOT share would be $3.4 million. So we need to get more money from FDOT because they've only given us 2.5. That would make the airport share of the total cost 1.4. So basically 3.4 less the $2 million that Shelterra is providing means that we have to find 1.4 million. We have appropriated 216,000 to date, and that 216 includes the charrette cost and the 30% design. Airport share of those costs is 108,000. We need an additional 923 from FDOT, which would make our additional match 1.3 million. And based on what's in our available budget today and what we think we're going to have at the end of our current budget year, we have 1.1 million, which leaves a shortfall of $186,000. Now, Ausley Construction had listed several value engineering alternatives in their bid. We're going to go through that, and we will realize some value engineering as we progress through the design process. But we have to execute the contract based on what we have available. So there are some funding scenarios.
What about that 923,000 from FDOT? Are we surely going to get that?
I have a conversation with them scheduled at 2:15 today to talk about that. My verbal conversations with them so far has been, literally they said, Matt, you're going to have a harder time matching what we can provide. That is what they told me. So it's a matter of when they want to give us the money and how they want to give us the money, and I'll determine that this afternoon. So the likelihood is yes, we could most likely get that money, but what do they say, bird in the hand?
Jerry McGuire.
So we have a couple funding options. We've approached Shelterra, asking them to increase their contribution. So I've moved, this looks like the previous slide, but this is a new slide. And what this slide shows is all of the alternates being funded with Shelterra's contribution bumped up to 2.4 million. And remember, we are offsetting their contribution with rent credits in their occupancy of the new building. This additional 400,000, we would have to enter into a lease amendment with that. And the indication from Shelterra is they would want that rent credit paid back sooner than later. So the devils are in the details on that. I don't have them to provide just yet, but it does impact the bottom line. So let's see how this works. If Shelterra gives us 2.4, the FDOT share doesn't change, but it changes the airport share of the total cost, reduces it down to just over a million. And if you run through everything down here, it says that it's not a shortfall, but it's actually a net positive of 200,000. That's good because it will provide a contingency. Can't really budget for a contingency. FDOT doesn't have a line item for contingency. We would have to address anything unforeseen as some sort of a change order in the project. But this gives us that cushion. We run into, I mean, the building we're replacing is 60 years old. I don't know what's under it. And we've done our best due diligence to figure it out so far, but you never know until we open it up.
Jimmy Hoffa's there.
Man, he might be, right? The building was built in 1962. There's one other option. If we keep Shelterra, their contribution at 2 million, we execute a contract with Ausley, leaving the admin building out, and we include all the other alternates into their contract. All other finances being the same, with Shelterra's $2 million, we have a very minor shortfall that I mean, 14,000, we can find a couple hundred thousand through the value engineering process. That is going to be our contingency under this scenario. And we won't know what those value engineering options are until we actually get into the final design of the project. So I'm not asking a direction of the board just yet because we're still trying to play out all these different options. There's too many variables at play right now. Shelterra is supposed to get back with me tomorrow about the 400,000 and what their expectations specifically are, the repayment of that through rent credits. My conversation with FDOT on the grant money and when we can expect the grant in the hands of council happens today at 2:15, 30 minutes from now. And I have a meeting tomorrow with Mr. Whitehead and Mr. Zobler, city manager, to kind of talk about our plan to go forward. So with all that information. So if everything falls into place, if FDOT can give us a grant, and we figure out the budget end on our end, we can have the grant in front of council by March 6th. If we don't get the grant, say by Monday, then we have to push the grant and the contract approval in front of council to the next meeting.
March 20th.
March 20th, thank you. That's where we're at with this.
If I may, Mr. Chairman. Just want to point something out. It's not a lot of fun to be this close budget-wise. The plus side is you left no square footage on the table. And by that I mean, if this all comes to pass the way we think it will, with the value engineering, possibly Shelterra, doing the admin building later, or maybe as a contract amendment once the money becomes available, so it still gets part of this project. We just have to go back with a change order. If all of that comes to pass, you'll have built the maximum square footage terminal-wise that you could possibly build and still afford it, which is a heck of a lot better than having $500,000 left over and wishing that you added something. And that was a discussion we had early on.
Many times.
What's a good square foot price so that we don't end up building a 10,000 when we could afford a 17,000? Or we don't design a 25,000 when we could only afford a 17,000? We seem to have hit that sweet spot, hopefully, where we're building the maximum size terminal that we can for the next 10, 15, 20 years. So, and I want to thank this board for the advice and counsel we got during that process, because that $350 a square foot that we budgeted after much discussion looks like it was a good number.
We're there.
Yeah. Because we're at 353. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
It's not a separate building. Forgive me for not remembering. It's the build out of part of it, right?
It's attached. Yes.
But it wouldn't be even. It wouldn't be constructed at all, or it wouldn't be under the roof line.
It would be a building expansion.
Okay.
It was bid such that we could expand that couple thousand square feet, whatever it is.
There, yeah.
Yeah, right there.
Here it is, right here.
Yeah.
And the roof line could end right here.
Cheaper to build it. You'll do the expert. Isn't it cheaper to build it when you're out there than it is to add it on, retrofit it?
You have a single mobilization cost. So the mobilization cost. You have the single mobilization, and your cost per square foot will go up on the addition because there won't be as much square footage for you to dilute the operational cost of the overhead of building the project.
Yeah. So it'd be much more. It'd be more expensive to do later.
It always is.
I think we ought to reach for it.
What if you went ahead and did all your subsurface work, water lines, electric lines, footers, and just leave it until you want to come vertical? Would that save you any money?
Any work that is put into the first phase has value, but it's not usually the best solution, because coming back 2 years from now, 10 years from now, connecting to all those existing improvements becomes a challenge.
The other option would
hopefully be sooner than that.
Is just to build it to shell, to a vanilla shell in there, mm-hmm. And then do the interior improvements and
all of those.
I definitely, if you're not going to go for it all, I would definitely put that under roof and put the walls up and the roof up and everything. You know, pour the floor. And
in order to get to the contract and actually start having those meaningful conversations with the contractor, we need to. We can't approve a contract we can't afford, so we might have to step into it like that. Include it as a change order in the future at the bid price, but
and the change order could be paid out of the value engineering,
right?
Or it could be paid out of shelter.
Yeah. We don't know what those VE costs.
Well,
are
is there? But I would suggest that if you're going to compromise, that you have it bid where that's under roof and enclosed. And I don't know how much less that would be, all the partitions and the furniture, and take that out. But don't end the wall and the roof line at the right side of the purple there.
We'll cut off your nose and spite your
face. That would be much more expensive space afterwards. You don't even have to pour the slab, just a dirt floor, but have it enclosed and dried in.
Sorry. Oh. Okay, I know. Here we go. There it is. Now I know I couldn't see it. There we go. So this would be this section right here would be the admin portion. Right there.
Oh.
And it would be that right there.
I'm repeating myself. I just think it'd be foolish not to dry that part in.
Yeah.
I certainly agree with that.
It's your option to make a motion.
I'll make a motion that if you can't afford it all, that if we can't do everything, you know, admin, you know, building out the admin, we solicit a revised proposal for building the admin portion to a vanilla shell, would that be the correct?
Yes, sir.
Vanilla shell.
Is a second?
I'll second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. We will convey that.
And then we're down to C now.
We're under the construction update, under B. We have a lot going on. The wildlife fence is progressing. There was approximately two week time frame when the contractor didn't get anything done. I guess one of his prime staff members was out on maternity leave. So we congratulate him. We've also told him he should have planned better. anyway, they're back at work, and they're along 60th Avenue now. And as a reminder, the wildlife fence, that's the 4-foot subterranean wire mesh upgrade where it's tied into the existing security fence to keep gopher tortoises and other four-legged creatures from crawling underneath and infiltrating the sterile airfield environment.
Does the fence go any higher than was before?
No, it's still 6 foot with 3 rows of barbed wire. We saved money by doing it. We didn't have to redo the entire above ground fence. On the security access gate project, it started up last week. We're installing fiber optic cables to all the gates. We're getting rid of the wireless connections. They seem to be finicky during thunderstorms. So that's progressing. Taxiway Alpha design is at 100% in it. It's still under review by the FAA. I don't have any information provided from them yet on comments, but it looks like we will do that project, the actual construction of the Taxiway Alpha improvements, in the year 2020. We have a sinkhole repair. We've received several erosion depressions, I think is what they wanted them called. due to Hurricane Irma. There's six or seven of them out there. They're not threatening any structures. They're in DRAs or they're in some of the trenched areas to convey that water. But we've got a contractor out there filling in those holes right now. The ARFF truck, everyone saw the picture of the ARFF truck. We're excited about that. It's driving. E1 is featuring it all over their website. It will be on display at the ARFF Airport Rescue Firefighting Conference in Orlando next week. I'll be attending on Tuesday, representing Ocala with our new fire truck. It's their brand new design, first redesign of their 4x4 ARFF line in about a decade. And we got the very first truck, and our name is all over it, which is, it's great advertising for Ocala. AWAS relocation, if you recall, we were conducting a wind study.
Why don't you explain what that is for
us, please? Sorry, AWAS, Automated Weather Observation System.
Okay.
It provides weather information to pilots on a continuous basis. They can tune in or they can phone in and get weather information. The current location doesn't meet current FAA specifications for the siting of the system. It's too close to the trees. So it is affected when winds are from a certain direction. It's not reading appropriately, at least we think. But the wind study determined that it's already justified to move it because it doesn't meet specifications. So we're pursuing that aspect. We're not completing the wind study. We don't have to do the wind study to tell us we have to move it. We already know we have to move it because it doesn't meet specifications. The FAA was delinquent. One hand of the FAA was delinquent in responding to our requests on how we're going to proceed with that relocation. So the left hand didn't respond timely. The right hand was waiting for the response. So we have to push it off another year. We have general aviation entitlement dollars every year. It's $150,000 of grant money that we are entitled to get. And we'll just carry that over into the following year. That money is not eligible to be applied towards the terminal. I've already gone down that route with the FAA.
Yeah, you knew that was coming.
Well, I was trying to get it towards the parking lot because they had funded the parking lot improvements previously. But they said it wouldn't compete well with other projects. So we're just going to carry it over. We're not going to lose it. We're able to carry it over in the next budget year. Any questions on the construction? Moving on to the maintenance survey, item 6C. I think we mailed them.
I gave them copies.
You have copies of the actual responses in the comments.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the back.
Chap, what we're surveying.
So we have a couple maintenance operations on the field. One is mobile. An experienced gentleman who used to have a fixed asset on the field here, but now he's mobile. The board approved his operation a few years ago. And then we have Ocala Aviation Services, who's in a fixed designated maintenance hangar site.
North of here.
Yeah.
So Ocala Aviation, OAS, is fixed. The BHA is the mobile. There's been some concern about service levels. So we issued a survey to our tenants on the field back in 2016. And we sent out the same survey recently. I think there was about 5 or 6 weeks time frame for respondents to submit their filled out completed surveys. We got much greater response in 2018. So you can see exact same questions. Better response, but generally speaking, all positive, as expected or more than expected for both services. There's one remark in there. They said that they wanted quality maintenance, but I can tell you from a staff perspective that OAS is meeting all of their obligations, as is BHA. They're current with their lease, or OAS is current with their lease with Shelterra Aviation. And I know Mr. Crawford wanted to see this, and he probably want to opine on it as well, so we'll carry this over to the next meeting. If I don't, I know he'll bring it up anyway during the comments, so. But I don't see any red flags in the responses. Any questions on this?
All right, let's go on to new business.
We don't have any new business to report. I'll jump right into fuel and operations.
Yes.
2018 is starting off really well. In January, we had 6,488 operations compared to January of 17, 5,500 operations, which those are great numbers. Our itinerant operations were through the roof. 1,800 IFR operations, I'm sorry, IFR itinerant were through the roof. 1,800 compared to 1,200 last year. The local training traffic was up 1,800 last year compared to 2,200 this year, so we welcome those increases in operations. February is looking like it's another good year. I'm sorry, another good month as well. On the fuel report, this should say 2018 year to date. Total fuel sales, 67,000 gallons. That's a 2.2% increase over last year. Avgas, though, was down on the month, 8.7%. Jet fuel was up 4.4%. So the total difference, total increase, 2.2%. It's trending positive, and we're just starting the season. That concludes my presentation.
There's nobody wishing to appear that's on the agenda. Is anybody that wants to appear?
I would love to appear.
Go ahead.
Come appear.
Okay, I'll come up there. Brad, Kelly Aviation Manager. Just wanted to address really the maintenance. We know where the maintenance issue is coming from. We know where it's being fueled. We are making huge expansions at the school. We've put a lot of money into the maintenance building, into equipment, into everything that we are doing. When we are constantly being berated, or certain members that know better are talking negative, it gets to get old. There was never maintenance surveys done until we took over. I do not feel like the board should allow somebody that has a vendetta trying to affect our business. We are doing everything we're supposed to do. We keep our people happy. We keep Shelterra happy. I want to be able to expand our business without worrying that because somebody gets mad at us again, they're going to keep doing this and do everything they can to shut us down. And that's what the goal is. And we do a lot. We work hard. Matt knows all the amazing things that we're doing this year. I've signed contracts with two airlines.
Could you share those for the record?
I've signed a contract with Envoy Airlines, which is a wholly owned American Airlines, that will allow us to actually be a direct feed into Envoy, directly into American Airlines. Once that paperwork's done, I will have authority to then sign with Piedmont and PSA Airlines. I've also signed with Trans-State Airlines, which is another regional airline, for a direct feed for helicopter pilots going into fixed wing. So we've got some big things going on. And again, I'm looking at an increase. I've already increased two planes this month. We're back up to 15. With the TSA contract, I'm probably going to add 4 to 6 more planes this year. So it's just, we've done everything we've promised. But when it's, you know, we know why the surveys are going out. We know where the negative comment came from. It just kind of gets old. We need to feel like we are not going to be constantly pushed to get out. Because if I get up to 20 planes and I'm constantly having to fight to keep that, I'm not going to put money into that. I'm going to put money into somewhere else because I'm going to need it. I'm going to need the maintenance. I've kept my staff. I've kept more staff than anybody has there, I think. So I'm just asking for the board to consider when those things come around. And again, this is going to go on 4 months now. I mean, it's...
Do we know who the problem you're having? I mean, is this... Should we know what you're talking about when you say this?
Well, yeah. I mean, okay. Yeah. So, like I said, it's just... I'm requesting that the board allow us to do our thing without us constantly having to worry that somebody's trying to shut us down. So, it was brought... The board last year told somebody to drop it. So they dropped it for 9-10 months and then brought it up again. So... That's all I'm asking for, is to give us a chance to run our business that we've done successfully. And, you know, we're doing what we're supposed to do. So, I know somebody thinks that they can promise a big jet center in here, which isn't going to happen, at least not anytime soon.
We're certainly not working against you.
I know you guys aren't. So, again, this is, you know, how... This is how it's coming up, though. And like I said, Matt and I did meet before and we discussed the survey and the fact that they had never been put out until we came on. And I'm perfectly okay with the survey, but it's the fact that it's only us.
I understand.
It's only maintenance. I know the airport has theirs.
We disagree on the opinions of the value of surveys.
I think the surveys are good, but the fact that they've only been done by maintenance.
No, but that's the point. We survey the T-Hanger tenants on their... Basically, we survey our T-Hanger tenants on the quality of service that the staff here at the airport provides them.
Yes.
We also do a Shelter Aviation survey on a monthly basis of their customers. Sometimes it's tough to solicit responses through that because it's so often, but the maintenance portion is certainly not the only survey that the
airport
does.
Have they ever done it before we took over?
We've never done surveys before, ever. Until about 2 or 3 years ago.
If the reason for it is truly from the heart, that's fine. You know it's not. It's for an attempt to kick us out so somebody else can come in. And if that's the board, you know, if you guys want us out, I can make arrangements. But we have done what we've promised. Shelter is happy with us. I've talked to Todd Anderson. He's happy with us. They have no desire for us to go anywhere.
But it also looks like the respondents in your survey are happy with you too.
Yes.
So I don't see
the problem.
And that's what I'm asking for. As long as we have the board to understand that we are doing everything that we've promised, that's what I'm asking for. I just, it's hard when you feel like somebody that's, you know, when you're trying so hard to grow a business, to feel like somebody that's supposed to be helping you is not. And I'm not saying you guys, I'm just saying it just makes it very difficult when you don't have the support of the people that you're working with.
Well, again, Ocala Aviation Services meets the minimum standards that we have for the airport. So they are meeting their obligation.
And meeting our promises that we gave to the airport and the shelter. So.
Well, thank you so much.
So, hey, that was it.
Are there any comments from board members?
Nope. Thank you again.
Does anybody else want to have anything to say? Is there a motion for adjournment?
So moved.
Second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Meeting's adjourned.
First official actor.
There you go.
So you got Dr. Shaw straight down here.